The beauty of being human. Dear friends, I couldn't help but think of this afternoon, as today is Christmas Eve of 2022. We know that as human beings, we have limitations, we have weaknesses, we have flaws. We don't always choose to do what is right. And in our world, and even in our own locale, we see evidence every day of individuals who choose to be harmful to other people. You know, our hearts go out to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. Our hearts go out to the families, particularly to parents of the University of Virginia students who were killed several weeks ago, and the four University of Idaho students who were killed several weeks ago, too. We know indeed that some people do not choose to do what is right. We are reminded today, on this eve of Christmas, that there is a beauty in being human. We know that God could have arranged for His Son, His perfect self-revelation, to be revealed in a variety of ways. But because of the lowliness and the obedience of the Blessed Virgin Mary, God chose that His Son be born into this world like you and me. There is a beauty in being human. In Jesus, always God, who took on our human nature and was fully human, except that He never sinned, that we see a beauty in being human. And is not this the heart of what Christmas is really all about? Jesus Christ became incarnate in Mary's womb, just as we became incarnate in our mother's wombs before our birth. As we lament the actions of some who bring harm to others, so think about it for yourself. Think about the kind words that you say, the kind deeds that you do, the prayers that you offer for those who are struggling. Think about how people can see in the beauty of your humanness the beauty of Christ, who lives in you and in me because of our baptism. As we're mindful that so many people are experiencing sadness and loss at this time of year, our hearts go out to them. In our hearts, may we be ever more open to first recognizing our beauty in being human and the beauty of every other person in being human too, as we earnestly thank God that His Son, His perfect self-revelation, was born into our world as you and I were. God bless you and your families. Merry Christmas.